Hey there. Welcome to another Ramble Fap. It was requested by someone that I talk about oral sex. Things that I like about giving oral sex and things I like about receiving. So that will be the topic for today. So I'm going to start off by talking about giving oral sex. And I've only ever given it to one man, because I've only been with one man in my life. So that's all the experience I have. But I've been with him a long time, so I will share some of my experiences with that. Sorry, I'm getting a little distracted. I'm still practicing at staying focused while doing ramble faps. So, one of the first things that I love when giving blowjobs is feeling his cock get hard, just feeling it grow and feeling it all hot inside of my mouth. And I like trying to take it as deep as I can. And you know, over the years I've gotten better and better at it. Obviously, when I first started, I probably wasn't as good, but over the years, I just kind of, you know, practice makes perfect, right? So, lately, especially within the last couple weeks, I personally feel like that I've been really improving at taking it in deep, being able to deep throat him all the way down. And it's not easy, but it's getting easier every day, every time I try it. And you know, I feel really proud of myself because his cock is quite long. you know, like I'm only saying this because like I want to kind of emphasize that it's not easy to take him in all the way, but lately I've been able to do it. And I can't really necessarily keep it there for very long, but that is also something that I've been improving on, and I've been able to keep it deep down my throat longer and longer. And even occasionally, I've been able to kind of bob my head a little bit while it's so far down, and that's something that I'm also quite proud of that I've been able to do. And you know, I try to keep practicing on him, you know, every day if I can. And it's fun because when I take him in deep like that, he lets out these most adorable moans. And I love hearing him moan. I feel like he's a bit more vocal when I give him a blowjob. You know, there's probably a few reasons for that. One is that he can just kind of sit or lay back and relax. It's not like he's doing much work, so he's probably able to like more fully give in to the pleasure, and he's not like out of breath or anything, so he can more easily make sounds and be vocal and let me hear those sweet moans. And another thing that I like about blowjobs is that you can kind of play around with the power dynamic. Because in one aspect, you can, I can sort of be in control by making him, you know, desperate for more, and a blowjob is kind of a really good way to get him all desperate and horny, and sometimes, like, I often make the joke that a blowjob is my way of brainwashing him, and I can get him to do whatever I want after or during a blowjob. And he fully agrees with that. But then, there's the other aspect where maybe I'm his fuck toy, and he can just push me down to my knees and shove his cock down my throat, and he can say stuff like, I'm his to use, and my job is to pleasure him. Which is also very hot to me. So in that scenario, you know, he's obviously very much the one in power, and he will grab my head and just hold it down on his cock and just shove it all the way down my throat. And you know, he's always very careful as well. Like he's paying attention to my limits and stuff like that. But it's also, like, just very hot when he gets all dominant like that and just has to use my mouth. It's just another hole for him to use, for him to fuck. The other thing that I like about blowjobs is that it's a very, it's practical, it's a very practical and also sexy sort of foreplay. I can get them hard, I can get them all wet, I can get them lubed up, ready to enter me, and it's like the sexiest way to help get them ready to enter my pussy. Fuck yeah. Especially if I take him in deep, it makes his cock so wet. It makes him so hard. And I love it when he's just so rock hard, and he enters me. It's just, he fills up my whole pussy. I'm getting a little sidetracked. I should get back onto the oral, but, yeah, you know, it's just, it's really easy to segue from a blowjob to other parts. Was also receiving it, receiving oral. Which is also a sexy, practical way to get me ready, to get me all wet. It when I get my clit licked, and I like it when he licks kind of up and down my slit. I have a sensitive spot just kind of below my clit, kind of from my clit down to my opening. It's very sensitive along there. Oh, and it's so nice to have him lick along that. Sucks on my clit, just kind of places his lips around it and sucks on it. And, oh yeah, that's also just an amazing feeling. And I like it when he sticks his tongue inside me and just licks up all my juices. Especially if he seems like eager for it, you know? If he's like, as if the juices are something he needs. Oh, that enthusiasm. Oh, is so sexy. Oh. I'm just kind of slowly running my fingers up and down my slit, just kind of rubbing that sensitive spot. And now I'm circling my clit, just thinking about his mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. to get fucked. This interesting story from the other day where he was licking and fingering me, and he did that until I came, and I came so hard, and then just moments after my orgasm, he just suddenly started using his mouth on me. And because I had just came, I was super sensitive down there. The overstimulation was was so real. And usually when I want to come, my clit is a very good way to make me come, as well as penetration, and especially both is like the best. But like, you know, right now as I'm masturbating, I tend to kind of focus on my clit, and it's the sort of best way to get me to orgasm. So when he went back down there with his mouth, he was focusing on my clit. And it was so sensitive. And he reached up and grabbed my wrists, and he pinned them down on the bed while his head was in between my legs. Were pinned down, his head was in between my legs, and he was vigorously attacking my clit with his tongue and his mouth, and my reaction was sort of to try and close my legs because of the overstimulation. I was trying to, like, I guess in a way, protect it, to try and stop it, but, like, also I was really having fun too, sort of like that mix of agony and pleasure, and I was so stuck. I was completely helpless, because his head was in between my legs, I couldn't close them, and because my arms were pinned down, I couldn't move. And I was just stuck, completely at his mercy. And he was not being merciful at all. He was being vigorous. He was determined to torment me. And I was just squirming underneath him. My pussy was completely exposed to him, completely vulnerable. There was nothing I could do to stop him. And it was amazing. again, in sort of like the most tormented and fun way. Because I feel like that was one of the few times that I felt like really, truly powerless against him. And it was, oh fuck, it was hot. Sexy. Just amazing. So if any of you have a female lover right now, maybe you can try it on her. If you think she would like it, you know. But it was quite the experience, and that's one of my favorite sort of oral stories. So I thought I would share that during this ramble fap. Oh, fuck. So now I've basically covered all the topics that I wanted to talk about. Which means now I can let myself come. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Thanks for listening. Bye.